You're keeping time.
Yes, Mother.
What, Mother?
Not you, Mary. Gus keeps time. You go back to your Dickens, is it?
Gaskell. Why aren't we allowed to watch them up close?
I'm superstitious. It can alter the results.
That new factory they built over there sure puffs out a lot of smoke. What's it make?
Textiles.
It's big.
It's good for the economy. Your father's thrilled.
In this novel, a lady dies because she inhales too much smoke from a factory. Can that really happen?
Not unless she lived on its roof. Oh, you read too many novels, Mary. I'm serious. It's not good for you.
Time!
Both the exhausted jar and the compressed jar rose in temperature the same amount, 8 degrees. So, regardless of how much air is in there, we can say the jar's warm at the same rate in the shade.
Noted.
Now I'll set them in the sun. Timekeeper?
And go. You're sure we can't watch?
It's air in a jar, Gus.
I think it's thrilling.
I'll let them alone. We'll get through this round, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow to repeat. Your father's coming home soon, and you girls will have to supervise dinner.
Where was he all afternoon?
With Judge Cravens, who's trying to convince him to work for the godforsaken patent.